Children's Mentoring Connection has a big year coming up, kicking off 2024 with gratitude and celebration and a whole host of Save the Date events to mark their 50th anniversary. Stacy Shaw is with us in the studio this morning. Stacy, congratulations, 50th anniversary. That is pretty impressive.
Yes, thank you, Chris. Yes, we are super excited to be in celebration of all of the connections that have happened over the past 50 years.
And that's one of the things, because I'm tempted to ask, but I'm guessing that you don't have the data. Maybe you do, but I would imagine it would take a lot of research to come up with a number of kids and mentors that have been paired over the course of a half century.
Yes, I don't have that number. I know it's hundreds and hundreds. I have boxes of paper to prove that because, of course, back then, you know, it wasn't automated. So it was in boxes. And so we do have some of that information, but all together gathered that data. We are working on that.
What has always impressed me in talking about the Children's Mentoring Connection are the number of those connections that remain years after the kids kind of age out of the program.
Yes, absolutely. So really, our program is all about getting a connection started, but the length of that connection goes decades. I mean, we connect with people all the time who have said, you know, I still stay connected with my mentee or my little, because if we remember, we were founded as a Big Brothers Big Sisters organization. So at that point, they were bigs and littles. So we're talking to individuals who were matched 30, 40, you know, years ago, and still have some connection, like any relationship. It's not something that you talk to that person necessarily every day, but are those type of relationships where you pick up the phone or run into them and you pretty much can pick up where you left off.
Yeah, that is really amazing. Just speaks to the power of this program and what you do.
Right, absolutely. And just last week, I was talking with one of our past mentors, and she was celebrating when she got married that her mentee was in her wedding. And
wow.
It showed some pictures. So that's are really cool to see as well.
That is awesome. And those are the kinds of stories that you're going to be spending the next several months collecting and documenting.
Yes, absolutely. So that's really why I'm here today, is we want to hear your story.
Yeah.
We want to hear how you were connected. We want to hear what you've done as a part of that match, either as a big and little or a mentor and mentee. And, you know, we want to see how you've grown and how that relationship has grown and kind of where you're at now.
Yeah. So how do folks share those stories?
Yeah. So we're going to offer a variety of ways to do that. We'll be having some coffee opportunities where you can stop at either We Serve or Coffee and Meaty in the mornings and just stop in and share your stories. We'll also have some times, special times set aside for stopping by our office. But really, any time is a great time to reconnect with us. So you can send me an email, you can get on our website, whatever that is to kind of get that story started. I know over the holidays, over Thanksgiving, I went to check my email and got a lovely surprise of a picture of a mentor and mentee from years ago who had got together over the Thanksgiving holiday and just sent me a snapshot. So that's what we want to see, because we want to be able to tell our community and to give our community a great thank you for being able to help us start those relationships.
Yeah, and keep so many of them going for years. And again, celebrating the 50th anniversary is pretty impressive, really, for any program to be around for that length of time. And the Children's Mentoring Connection is such an invaluable resource in the community.
For so many
reasons, so many different levels.
Yeah, so we have our school-based program, but we also have our community-based program. And the community-based program is those ones where it allows that a little bit more flexibility and those long-term connections that have happened. But, you know, just so many ways to just be present in a young person's life.
And through the course of the year, we're going to be hearing more about those stories I'm assuming.
Yeah, so we're hoping to gather those stories, maybe even come back with a couple of those individuals and share them here on the air and give them a chance to talk. We do want to remind people, too, that last year we moved. So when you're looking to reconnect with us, we are in the Family Center now at 1800 North Blanchard Street. So if you're wanting to stop by, we are no longer in the Little Red House. So we want to make sure sure that that person doesn't get several knocks on their door, and so that you can find us in our right location.